Mary's story makes me think much about my son, Will, putting him in Mary's position, in her shoes. I can't imagine my son not seeing me anymore when I'm gone, or my not being seen anymore by him anywhere. I wonder who will be in charge of his needs and make him a responsible person in this difficult world. He has got no brother, no sister. He is just like Mary at one point, but only me. As you see, Mary, the little girl, had always been in trouble, fighting for her life, and this reminds me of the street children in my country. There, children all over the country, in all cities, who don't have parents, all depend on bin food for their survival. They eat from bins, they sleep on the streets, they have no blankets to cover themselves, never have a shower, no shoes on their feet, no proper dresses. They always put themselves in danger because of drugs. They use aeroplane fuel to get to sleep in the cold weather. That's what they say. And they are always called thieves, not because they are, but because they have to try to get what they can to put in their stomachs in order to survive. Nobody cares for them. When they cry, no one cares. When they fall sick, no one cares. When they contract diseases, no one cares. When they conceive unwanted pregnancies, no one cares. Many things happen to them. Nobody seems to care, neither the government nor any organization involved. I'll read a poem by one of the counselors, no mean poet in her own right. She chose, perhaps on egalitarian grounds, to call herself counsellor in the book. I had to give everybody the choice, really, whether to use their own home name, or their own first name, or a pen name, depending on their circumstances at the time. And I think doing this made me realise what a fantastic privilege it has been for me to always be able to publish what I've written under my own name. I never saw it that way before. This was written in August 2009, and it was after one of Margaret's clients was sent back, detained and sent back with her two daughters, and for reasons of protection, I won't say where to. I'm not quite sure what's happened to her since. But this is about how it was for Margaret. She went to stay at a friend's cottage in Cumbria about 4 weeks afterwards. In Cumbria, 4 weeks later. No one comes down here to the end of the lane. Late sun flings last gold across the valley, edges the field with shadow. Above, the hum of a distant plane. The cottage listens politely, quiet. You have gone. There is no comfort, no resolution. You collapsed when they burst in. You were lifted, taken, removed. You are beyond this horizon, plucked to a different place where the air clings to your skin. Your wrists still bruised from handcuffs. Your daughter's faces watchful. Your voice taken by the wind. The faded message on your t-shirt read, "I love Wednesdays." You searched for green bananas in Middlesbrough Market. You work early every morning, listening through the quiet, knowing they would come. And a much more recent poem written in March this year by one of the clients.